Hi, this is Kevin Craig. Welcome to Samuel Adams Coaching. Samuel Adams Coaching is a one-year program with a 100% money-back guarantee. At the end of 365 days, you will agree that you have experienced the most profound personal transformation of your entire life, or we will refund 100% of your enrollment fee. Our goal is to transform you into an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being. Those were the three goals that Samuel Adams put forth before the American colonists in the first letter he wrote through a network of communication known as the Committees of Correspondence. It was not his goal to transform Americans into extraordinary Americans, but it was his goal that they guard or protect what they already had. Because America's public school system had already made America an extraordinary nation. And soon America would become the most prosperous and most admired nation in history. The Sam Adams Coaching Program will transform you into an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being. And I emphasize the word transform, because you are not. If Sam Adams were to travel through time and hang out with you for a year, and get to know the government that he helped create by ratifying the Constitution, he would say that America is headed off the edge of a cliff, that our government is a tyranny, and that you are not an extraordinary American. You're not even a real American at all. You're probably not a genuine Christian, and as far as being an extraordinary human being, you are a very poor steward of the gifts and the talents and the privileges and the rights with which you were endowed by your Creator. The Sam Adams Coaching Program is guaranteed to transform you into an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being. Or we will not only give you 100% of your money back, we will cut you a check for $1,000 just to compensate you for the waste of time by following the Sam Adams Coaching Program. How much time are we talking about? What we ask you to do is to give up 1 hour a day of the mainstream media. And by mainstream media, we mean turn off Rush Limbaugh for 1 hour a day. We mean turn off NPR for 1 hour a day. We mean get off Facebook for 1 hour a day. Get rid of the CBS Evening News or stop reading Harry Potter. Take 1 hour away from the mainstream media, what the dominant culture is trying to get you hooked into, and substitute 1 hour of the Sam Adams Coaching Program. Substitute 1 hour of the average public school curriculum in 1776. Substitute 1 hour of the public school program that made Americans extraordinary and that made Americans score number one on their test scores above all other nations. We want you to read the 5 most important works in the history of Western civilization, 5 works and 5 concepts, 5 ideas that were taught in America's public schools but have since been banned. Now let's think about this for a minute. Because of the myth of the modern doctrine of the separation of church and state, the federal government tells local public schools in your city, in your county, that they cannot teach students that the Declaration of Independence is really true. Students can be taught that a bunch of dead white males used to believe it was true, but they can't be taught that it is actually true, even if no government or no human being anywhere believes that it's true, that it is objectively true. For example, public schools cannot teach students that the existence of God is a self-evident truth, that God has revealed to human beings his commandments for our happiness, the laws of nature and of nature's God, that our rights are not mere arbitrary social convention or that they are the gifts of the government, but that our rights are the product of intelligent design. You can't be taught that our rights are we are endowed with rights by our Creator. You can't warn students that if they don't follow the laws of nature and of nature's God, they will face the supreme judge of the world, but that if they do follow the laws of nature and of nature's God, they can have a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. It's important to realize that America's founding fathers believed that the primary purpose, not just an elective course, but the primary purpose of public schools was to teach religion and morality. If you go to a law library and ask the librarian to see America's organic law, the librarian will show you America's statute, the U.S. Code Book, and the very first volume contains what's called the organic law of our country, the foundational documents, the fundamental charters of our national existence. Among these documents, of course, are the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, but also a document called the Northwest Ordinance. This was the blueprint that Congress put before territories when they wanted to become a state, a member of the United States. And one of the articles, Article 3 of the Northwest Ordinance, says that religion, morality, and knowledge are essential for good government and the happiness of mankind, and therefore schools and the means of education shall always be promoted, shall always be encouraged. America's founding fathers believed that religion and morality, and they meant Christianity, they did not mean the religion of Osama bin Laden, they meant Christianity, was necessary for good government and the happiness of mankind. We are no longer happy, our suicide rates are high, and our government is fundamentally corrupt and tyrannical. And Sam Adams, one of the architects of the Boston Tea Party, who rebelled against taxes of 3 pence per pound, would be astonished that we routinely pay taxes 10 times greater on every gallon of gasoline, and we use a whole lot more gas than the colonists used tea. By every rational, objective measurement, our government is a tyranny. The Declaration of Independence says we have not only a right, but a duty to abolish any government that becomes a tyranny. They abolished their government because they said it had become a tyranny. But their government was nothing by way of tyrannical compared to our government. The taxes in that day, they complained of taxation without representation, but our taxes are 20 times worse than theirs, and we have far less representation. The British government would never dream of taking tax revenue and using it to help mothers kill their babies, promote homosexuality, or sterilize public schools, removing all trace of religion, morality, and knowledge. Samuel Adams would say that you are a victim of educational malpractice and you tolerate tyranny, and that you really aren't a real American. The internet makes it possible for you to duplicate the program that existed in American public schools, to duplicate the advice that Samuel Adams would give you if he were to become your personal coach. Now, the Bible says that life is like a race. Life is like an athletic competition. And if you wanted to win the Olympics, if you wanted to take the gold medal, the first thing you would do is hire yourself a coach. Every great athlete hires a coach. And what is necessary for your happiness is the same thing that America's founding fathers said was necessary for the happiness of mankind and for good government, and that is religion, morality, and knowledge. Religion here, when the Delaware Indians came to George Washington, they wanted to become like the Americans. And George Washington said, and I'm pretty much quoting here, "You do well to learn our arts and our ways of life, but especially the religion of Jesus Christ. This will make you a happier people, and Congress will assist you in this wise intention." The religion of Jesus Christ, that's the words of George Washington, the father of his country. Religion, morality, and knowledge. Morality is seen in the laws of nature and of nature's God, the Ten Commandments, for example. The laws of nature and of nature's God. Knowledge, in that phrase, religion, morality, and knowledge, doesn't just mean the three R's, although it's important to understand that the reason why America's founding fathers believed that public schools should teach reading was so that people could learn to read the Bible. In fact, the very first law of public schools in this country is known as the Old Deluder Satan Act. From Massachusetts in 1647, the law began, it is the intention of that old deluder Satan to keep us ignorant so that we're subject to tyrants. And so that what they wanted to do was to avoid the intentions of that old deluder Satan by making sure that everyone could read the Bible. This was just 100 years after the Protestant Reformation, which said we need to take the Bible out of the hands of priests and put it into the hands of every layman. The Gutenberg Press, the first thing that they used the Gutenberg Press for was to circulate copies of the Bible. This was the thinking 400 years ago, that in order to be free, people had to be able to read the Bible. Religion, morality, and knowledge. Knowledge is more than just reading. It's reading the Bible, but it's also a knowledge of the way the world works and the knowledge necessary to discharge a godly calling or a lawful calling. Those were phrases that you heard 200 years ago. You don't hear today. But our goal as human beings is to exercise dominion over the earth, according to Genesis 1. And religion and morality are necessary to carry out, to discharge a godly or lawful calling. Everyone should have a calling. Everyone should know why they were created and what they're here to do. And they serve other human beings by exercising their calling. We need to know how the world works. We need knowledge of the way the world works and how we function in that world. And for America's founding fathers, that meant understanding why capitalism works and mercantilism doesn't work. America's founding fathers fought a revolution against mercantilism. That means the government orchestrating the economic life of the colonies in order to puff its own pillow up. And the colonists were fed up with that. The colonists wanted a free economic system. We need to understand why in our day and in the 20th century, every time it was tried, mercantilism or socialism or fascism failed. It brought poverty and mass death. And why every time it has been tried, capitalism or a free economic system brings prosperity. Why it is that America became the most prosperous and most admired nation in history. Religion, morality, and knowledge. These were the core essential components of a public school education 200 years ago, and they've all been removed by the government. We don't teach religion. We don't teach morality. We don't teach students why socialism is evil and why it fails and why capitalism is godly and moral and why it works. By reading the five most important works in the history of Western civilization, you can gain the benefits of a colonial public education by understanding the rudiments of religion, morality, and knowledge, and begin a lifelong transformational process. By reading these five works over the next 365 days, the Sam Adams Coaching Program will turn you into an extraordinary American, an extraordinary Christian, and an extraordinary human being. The most profound personal transformation of your entire life or your money back. Now, if you want to sign up, there's a form at the bottom of the page, but what I'd rather do is make sure you really believe that the Samuel Adams Coaching Program can transform you in the way we describe. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to share with you five things that Samuel Adams would tell you if he could travel through time and spend time with you. Five things that you need to understand about why it is that America was once the most prosperous and most admired nation in history, and why we are now bankrupt, and why our government is corrupt and tyrannical. Five things that you need to understand about this program so that you have the confidence that can provide the dedication and commitment you need to make this program work. And then I'd like to describe for you the five works that we're going to be reading. Obviously, the first work is the Bible, but there are four other works that have had a tremendous influence on the creation of America that made it the most prosperous and most admired nation in history. Four ideas, four principles, four subjects that every American student received in every colonial public school classroom in America, and that you can receive in just an hour a day over the next 365 days when you enroll in the Samuel Adams Coaching Program.